A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello and welcome back to Not Without My Sister, where today we'll be talking about the Oscars.
In honor of Kevin, who called me yesterday and said, oh my God, I'm getting ready for tonight. I was like, what's happening? He's like, what's happening?
Well, sorry, I also got a text from you yesterday while the Oscars red carpet was happening saying, did you see Gigi Hadid posing with her new hair?
Mm-hmm.
And Beatrice, if I didn't spend 30 minutes looking for a photo of Gigi Hadid on the red carpet, and that's not what you were referring to.
So oh, no,
you need
it's not.
To time your messages in future. And if there's a large red carpet going on, you're not allowed to talk about a celebrity unless they are on said red carpet.
If there's a large red carpet going on, she says from her sitting room in Fort Wayne.
Listen, that's the most significant thing that's happened in Fort Wayne in years.
Okay, go ahead.
Well.
Killian. Well done, Killian. Like the pride.
The pride. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the first Irish-born man to win the Best Actor Oscar. Although I did see somebody today who is Irish shared a post of their uncle who was nominated for Best Supporting Actor and Best Actor in the same year before they changed the rules so that you can't be nominated in both. And he won Best Supporting Actor and he was Irish. But this is the first time an Irish-born man has won Best Actor.
I thought they said any Irish-born individual has won either of the two main acting categories, male or female, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, best actor or best actress, best, yeah.
Yeah.
But Beatrice, I don't see gender, so I just say actor.
Well, I was actually, well, I don't know why you're saying actor in the first place, but I was also thinking, it's a bit dated, isn't it, with all this inclusivity that they still have actor, actress. I thought that was going away.
I know. And I was also wondering, if you're non-binary and you're an actor, what category, like, do you sit in the category of the gender you're portraying on screen? But then what if you're also portraying a non-binary character? I don't think there is a category for you.
Well, didn't, I could be now entirely making this up and probably should fact check before I make this random statement.
Go on.
I was going to say, didn't Dustin Hoffman win for Tootsie dressed as a woman?
Yeah, but I suppose it wasn't in question because he's not non-binary.
No. Oh, yeah. But I'm saying if you're about to say, but you would get it for the gender you're portraying, then he should have won in the best actress category.
Well, I'm only saying if I you're non-binary and
you're... I understand what you're saying. I understand you. I'm just pointing out the holes in your theory. And
it's
the,
not my theory. There are holes in the whole thing.
Do you know what it
Listen
is?
Listen up,
not
Hollywood.
Even, do you know
if you're
what?
Listening to this, you need to change your categories in the Oscars.
If you're listening to this. Do you know what? It's not even your theory. It's just your supposition that you just made up on the spot. When did you first notice this, Brandon? Here's something else I was going
Sorry,
to say.
Brandon doesn't make up theories. Brandon makes up facts. There's a big difference.
Yeah. I also love every single time Cillian Murphy appears in anything underneath in the comments. There's always, I just never know how to pronounce this. Is it Cillian or Cillian? I'm like, are they joking?
They can all just fuck off. And like, the really annoying thing is people do that with Irish names all the time in a way that they wouldn't do it with African-American names. They don't do it with African names. They don't do it with Indian names because they think that's racist, but they think it's okay to still do it to Irish people. I mean, how do you pronounce that? Aoifa? You're like, no, Aoife. Like, just ask someone.
In fairness, Rosemary, it's a hard name to pronounce, Aoife and Maidabiv.
My favourite thing about Cillian Murphy is that he always just looks so bored.
That's everybody's favourite thing about him. Anyway, he looked great. The suit was stunning. Great. Couple of comments on the length of his trousers as being unacceptably short, but I think that's the whole Peaky Blinders thing that he brings forth at every situation.
That's very now. I think Barry Keoghan has been wearing similarly ankle-length trousers.
No, these just looked a little bit short. Like these didn't look intentionally cropped, like Tom Brand style. These just looked a little bit odd, but I thought
they
looked
good. You just said you thought it was intentional.
No, I said I thought it looked good, but I don't think the trousers were actually designed to be short, if you know what I mean. He is quite petite, though, especially after Oppenheimer, right? Didn't he lose a lot of weight for that role?
Oh, I have no idea. I didn't see it. Did you see it?
I haven't seen it. I'm going to watch it now, but I just keep I avoid depressing things. And I have to say, like, the birth of the atom bomb is probably not exactly, you know, sunshine and light. Plus, I was thinking I'd watch it with Nash out of education. Then I was like, probably not. Apparently, there's a lot of sex in it as well. But I plan to watch it this weekend. It's part of my viewing party, my post-Oscars viewing party.
No way are you going to watch it this weekend. Mm-hmm. We're watching Irish Wish. The minute it comes out, we'll be talking about that on the Patreon, patreon.com/notwithoutmysister. And then you'll be following up Irish Wish, you mean to tell me, with Oppenheimer.
Correct. Well, that's what people did. They did Boppenheimer, didn't they? Barbie and Oppenheimer, back to back.
Boppenheimer? Do you mean Barbenheimer? Do you ever go on the internet? Boppenheimer.
Boppenheimer is better than Barbenheimer, in fairness.
Yeah, but entirely unclear.
What?
It could be like Beauty and the Beast on Oppenheimer. Boppenheimer. That doesn't make it clear that it's Barbie.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Oh, sorry, Beatrice. No. You do know better than the whole of the world that called it Barbenheimer.
Do you know what I felt my biggest takeaway from looking at this? Oh my God, what is this fucking face about?
What's your biggest takeaway? Tell me.
You have come over in rare form, let me tell you.
This is just my form now, so get used to it.
I thought, I can't even look at you.
This is just because you're in a great mood and anybody's mood is shit by comparison.
I was in a great mood till I met you.
She even painted her nails.
I painted my nails.
Until you met me, fuck off.
Oppenheimer pink. They're Barbie pink. Although I just noticed that I missed half of that nail. I did them in bed last night, in fairness, by the light of the moon, by the light of the tiny lamp. And as I was painting them, I said this to you, as I was picking out the colour to paint them, I don't know, I mean, my inner voice has clearly been in a funk. My inner voice, my positive inner voice, even though I do see myself as a relatively optimistic person, has clearly been feeling blue.
That
feeling
dampening
morose
spell that I put on you is wearing off, so yes. I need to renew it, basically.
And last night I went in to get my nail varnish and I looked at the nail and I said, what colour? My inner voice, this is now an inner monologue, and I went, what colour will I get? What will I get that colour? Will I wear red or pink? And my inner voice said, wear that colour. Pick a colour for a winner.
Your inner voice is American?
I mean, it was last night. It was like something out of Disney. It went, pick a colour for a winner, said my inner voice. And I was actually, have you ever been startled by your own inner voice? Because I was last night. I actually stopped what I was doing and like did a double take.
I'm startled by your inner voice. But no, I've never been startled by my own inner voice.
And now that I say that, I wonder if this is what it's like when you start having a split personality. Because I really felt like that was a separate voice inside my head saying this to me.
Can we get back to the bop and Oscars?
Okay. So what I actually was, my biggest takeaway last night was that I feel that current makeup trends are making people morph into each other.
Yeah, I thought that Carey Mulligan, well, I thought that, you know, the German woman who's nominated for
this is what I was
Anatomy
about
of
to
Fall.
Say to you. I was looking at Sandra Hüller. Sorry, I did German at school. And I was thinking she looked just like Carey Mulligan. Looked just like
her.
I was
actually about to send it to you and go, what has Carey Mulligan done to her face? Because she looks slightly odd. And then I realized it wasn't Carey Mulligan. It was Sandra Hüller.
Now, Sandra Hüller looks great, I have to say. She's straightened that out. But Carey Mulligan also looked wonderful in her vintage dress. I have to say that vintage dress was
glorious. She looks lovely, but I did see someone pointing out that she looked exactly like the duster from Beauty and the Beast. You know, you're one who's like, oh la la, when Lumiere is trying to seduce her.
That duster's glorious.
She's very glam duster.
Yeah, very
so
glam.
I liked it. But sorry, speaking of Cillian Murphy and his ill-fitting trousers, the other, maybe this is a trend, because the other big ill-fitting thing was Florence Pugh and Emily Blunt in their dresses where the straps sat 2 or 3 inches above their shoulders. So initially when I saw Emily Blunt, I was like, what's going on with that dress? Has she shrunk since she put it on? Because it looks like she put the dress on and then her shoulders just went down 2 inches.
I wouldn't call that ill-fitting though. That's
sculptural. But what I'm saying is this idea of like clothes that are sitting away from your body or are not like exactly fitted to your body, quote unquote, is obviously a trend.
Also modeled by Kim Kardashian and Emily Ratajkowski.
I didn't see Emily Ratajkowski. Maybe my brain wiped her out because I just don't want to see her. But Kim Kardashian, I felt like, I feel like the last couple of times I've seen her, she's kind of been, I mean, right, there's the whole rhetoric around how the Kardashians are now going white, right? That they're like our kind of whole blackfishing thing is over and now we're going very like old Hollywood glam since the Marilyn Monroe thing. But I felt like she was back to doing her very overlined lips, her very Instagram makeup. Billie Eilish was another one with intense Instagram makeup and like the very overlined lips. Like, I feel like Kim Kardashian has been looking much more pared down lately. And then she was back to her full glam this time. And I just was like bored. Yeah.
I didn't like her makeup an awful lot. I mean, I felt like her makeup just took, you know, she's very beautiful. Everybody here is very good looking, you know, and it just detracted. I felt like she looked a bit caked on. At the same time, I'd say it's very hard to measure how much is the right amount of makeup to wear on an event like this, because the lights are so bright. There's so much reflection, etc. The other person I thought is morphing into somebody else, so back to an Irish wish, was actually Emma Stone, who on the red carpet looked just like Lindsay Lohan, like facially. Her face was
I didn't notice that at all.
Well, you'll notice it when you go back to it now. Having said that, maybe you need to be caked in makeup. Charlize Theron, as usual, looked phenomenally restrained and elegant and magnificent and like just gorgeous looking outfit. She just always looks great. She drives me mad. Rocks along. What's she even been acting in recently? She's like, hi, I'm just showing up to look wonderful.
I thought Kristen Dunst looked amazing, like beautiful, really classic. She actually reminded me slightly of what Reese Witherspoon wore maybe 10 years ago now when she was kind of doing the Oscar circuit around the time of Walk the Line. It kind of reminded me of that kind of old Hollywood. I think there was like a bit of a wave in the hair, but I thought she looked gorgeous.
Yeah. And the husband, Jesse Plemons, is back to his Friday Night Lights casual, like kind of easygoing, sort of laid back look. I like him.
I have to say, his whole storyline of Friday Night Lights, that was stupid.
Ah, he was a dote.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So before we talk about specific people, because we're already jumping into people, and I feel like it's hard to follow then as well if you don't have them right in front of you. But if you will be able to swipe through and watch, see from Rosemary, I'll actually send you the images.
What she's trying to say is that I'll put the images on Instagram.
Yeah, you say it, Rosemary.
And there'll be an Instagram carousel and it'll also be up on the Patreon.
Because that's easier to see, right? But it's hard to imagine if you don't have the images in front of you. But everything we're saying is true, especially what I'm saying. So I thought the biggest trends were look like the statue, right? There were a couple of people that definitely... There was a lot of, you know...
Look like the statue as in the Oscar.
There was a lot of Oscar silhouette modeling.
Okay, got you.
from, I thought, America Ferrera for one, you know, that very cinched waist, but also very exaggerated kind of molded body shapes. Also, Margot Robbie was wearing a dress very that. And then there was also a lot of chainmail textures, like a lot of these metallic textures. Usher, America Ferrera again, Margot Robbie. There was a lot of this metallic, colored metallic.
Wig.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was another one. I wondered actually if it was thematic, if they decided that that was what they were wearing.
I think they definitely went for a theme, the Barbie crew. But I also thought it was interesting that I feel like Margot Robbie is now putting a coda on her time as Barbie. Because, you know, she's worn all these very pink, very doll, very like Barbie outfits. And now she's going, no, I'm done with that, in the black dress.
I mean, I was actually thinking, like, I wonder if she was aware when she signed up for this movie how long this promotional tour would go on for. Like, she has been, you know, very, I'd say you'd be very bored dressing up nonstop and showing up as like, yay, I'm Barbie again.
Well, she was a producer on the movie as well, wasn't it? So she has a vested interest in promoting it nonstop as well.
For how long? Like,
I mean,
okay. So the feather duster theme, say that a few times fast.
The feather duster theme.
Fuck off. Was very, very, very prevalent last night. So Anya Taylor-Joy wearing very feather dustery. Lupita Nyong'o. And who did you just mention?
Kerry Mulligan, as mentioned.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I thought there was a lot of that ostrich feather, just like feathers, a lot of feathers. And then at the after party as well, J-Law was wearing a very Bridgerton-y vintage
very
dress.
Very Bridgerton, with the very Empire line. I thought her boobs looked really weird. Like, whatever way it was fitted to her, it looked like it really squashed her boobs in that Pride and Prejudice-y way.
She probably loved that. I mean, it's probably deliberate. And little hood and trimmed with feathers of some sort. So I thought, you know, feathers are obviously a theme. Looking like a statue is a theme. It was very statuesque, actually. I thought there was a lot of, it was very restrained, elegant.
Black was a big theme. There were a lot of people in black, like way more than we've seen in the last couple of red carpets, which, like, not that I disliked the black dresses, but I thought it was a little bit boring to see so much black on the red carpet.
I actually wondered if they had been given a specific colour palette, because it was very black, white, grey, and baby blue was a strong colour. Like, there was a lot of baby blue or like steel baby blue.
Yeah,
you know?
Lupita Nyong'o was in baby blue, and so was, what's her name? Divine Joy Randolph, is that her name? Who won?
The one who won the Oscar. And so was Ava DuVernay, wearing a baby blue kind of utility style evening gown, which was interesting. It had kind of big utility straps on the shoulders. I mean, I wouldn't be wearing it myself, but it was interesting. She wore it very nicely. Also thought Gabrielle Union looked amazing, as usual. Again, the statue.
Why was Gabrielle Union? Was she at the Oscars, or was this at the Vanity Fair post-Oscar party?
I think she was at the Oscars.
Why was she at the Oscars?
Because I love her. Well,
okay, but if we're accepting the reality where you don't decide the guest list, why was she at the Oscars?
I really don't know. Did you like Dwayne Johnson's satin suit?
Oh, sorry. Did you like John? I didn't care about Dwayne Johnson's satin suit. Didn't even occur to me. Because what about John Cena being naked?
I just thought to myself, the confidence.
Well, the more I looked at him, Brandon was convinced that he was wearing basically a naked suit over his body. Because when you saw him on the red carpet in his suit, he looked a lot smaller. Like, he's not in that shape at the moment, that huge, muscly shoulders. But then when he was on stage, he looked massive. But like, it was a very realistic skin suit, if that's what it was.
I didn't spend a lot of time examining him. Honestly, it made me a bit uncomfortable. Nudity makes me uncomfortable.
Oh, we know.
Well, it was more that it made me uncomfortable thinking about being him up on stage, nude. You know, I was like, that is mortifying to me.
Put yourself in John Cena's shoes.
Yeah, I mean, I also, you know, I had the same thought when I saw Margot Robbie's after party dress. The Mugler, vintage Mugler that she was wearing at the Vanity Fair party. Kind of, I kind of loved it. It was very Amazonian and she looked amazing in it. But I also was like, oh, I couldn't wear that. Like, I mean, okay, obviously I couldn't wear that. But like, on my very best day ever in my dream life, I still don't know if I could wear it. You know, it was just very revealing. And I just, like, those things, I suppose I just project too much of myself onto them. I go, I'd be mortified.
I didn't see Margot Robbie at the after party, but I did see Florence Pugh and her nipples. She looked great, but I think she always looks great.
Oh, I did not like that white dress she wore, though, with like the bouncy stamen flower things. With the bouncy stamen flower things coming off of it. What are they called? I only explained that to the kids last week.
No idea.
Well, I didn't like that at all.
Bouncy stamen flower things?
Yeah, the inside, the pistils or whatever it's called of the flower. That was not my thing. You know, I do wonder if they did have a colour scheme, because it was all very, very muted. And I've seen a lot less good taste on these same celebrities over the last 12 months.
That's actually true. I did see somebody saying it was a boring theme, and I wasn't sure if they meant like the theme that people chose or the theme that they were given. What did you think? Did you see Emma Stone's acceptance speech? I felt like she was giving very Jennifer Lawrence vibes, just in terms of being quite like self-deprecating. And I also wondered if she was a bit pissed, which I would be.
My dress is ripped, that part.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
And then she was like, and my voice is gone, whatever.
I did like Cynthia Erivo's leather Louis Vuitton dress. I thought it was kind of amazing. Power shoulders and beautiful kind of petroleum green color. What did you think of that?
I didn't like that when I saw it, but only because I feel like the flashes on the red carpet can often make things look cheap. So I didn't realize that was leather. I thought it was some kind of silk or satin, a shiny silk or satin. Do you know what I mean? The way the flashes were reflecting off it. And so I didn't like it when I saw it on the red carpet, but knowing that it's leather, I like it better.
Is that not Kristen Wiig? It says Sunrise Coiny.
I don't know.
Looks like her, does it not?
Yeah, but like as you said, they're all looking like Billie Eilish, still doing her tailoring, right? Still mm-hmm. doing her kind of masculine notes, but definitely taking it down a more kind of twee, Chanel, ladylike route. And for a change, I loved what she was wearing, but I wanted to clean off her lipstick and do it again.
Oh, I think I liked the fact, I mean, her clothes were a bit more fitted, you know? I know her thing is to be more oversized. I just thought this looked like I could appreciate each one of the pieces and thought her whole outfit looked great and she was sending a very strong, unique kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it as well. I thought she looked good. I also saw a lot of polka dots. Leslie Bibb had a big polka dot dress on, as did Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, weirdly, like, I like polka dots, right, in mm-hmm. real life. But when I saw Jennifer Lawrence, I just felt like it didn't fit for the Oscars. It felt to me like she was going to a garden party at Buckingham Palace. And that would have been perfect for, it's still black tie, but it's outdoors and it's more relaxed and it's, you know, in the fresh air and it's, you know, kind of more stately. I just, and I've seen Jennifer Lawrence wearing like nicer, more interesting things. I think it was kind of like, because it was like what I would wear to a wedding. I want more for the celebrities than that.
I felt that it was a bit dated. It was Dior, right? And I think the silhouette was very nice, but it looked, it was giving me a little bit Princess Diana vibes at
Ascot?
Yeah, something like that. It was, there was something a bit dated. Maybe it was the size of the polka dot, you know, it was a little bit larger. Leslie Bibb's polka dot was a bit smaller.
I think
also
it was the fabric as well. It just didn't look very special to me. You know what I mean?
I thought it was actually very nice. I'm not sure if maybe it was the shawl that like gave it dated vibes. Like I think she could have looked a little bit more confident. You know what I actually thought about her Bridgerton dress? I was disappointed when I scrolled down and there she was wearing this pair of like mid-heel pumps and she just looked a bit traditional. I was like, if she was wearing a pair of sneakers now with that, I would have thought that's a great look.
Oh my God, speaking of shoes, did you see the crew from Godzilla and their shoes?
No.
That was, okay, this is actually the best. No, the second best moment of the Oscars was these shoes, which I will show you now.
Oh, that's hilarious. So they have a heel that is looking like Godzilla's hand is holding up their shoes. That is so hilarious.
It's so good. And they were all wearing them. But the absolute best part of the Oscars was that dog. Is he from Boppenheimer? Is he from Oppenheimer? That dog, Messi, who was in the red carpet. And then I saw behind the scenes where they'd actually filmed bits with the dog so that when people won awards, they could flick to the dog. And somebody had the job of sitting below the dog and basically clapping little fake dog paws together. So it looked like the dog was clapping. It was.
That's what that was.
Amazing.
That was funny. That was
like,
funny.
Imagine that being your job. Imagine being like, guys, I got a job at the Oscars. I'm like, oh my God, what are you doing? Are you like a server? Are you a seat filler? No, I'm going to sit under the dog's seat and clap his paws together when it's time to clap.
Well, I have to tell you, I watched that video actually sent to me about 6 times and I kept zooming in and going, is the dog clapping? And then I realized that there were hands at the end of it. Yes, Rosemary, all right. So back to Ariana Grande, and let's also not forget to talk about Zendaya, who looked, I thought, amazing.
I thought Zendaya looked amazing because I think she looks amazing. I wasn't, you know, I don't really like a kind of a mermaidy. It felt a bit mermaidy to me, just like the very cinched in waist and the kind of, I suppose, a very statuesque silhouette, as you were talking about at the beginning. It didn't blow me away. The more I looked at it, the more I liked it when I saw kind of the details and the fabric and the lace and like the different textures that were going on. But at first I was just a bit like, oh, that looks like she could be a 45-year-old. You know, it felt a bit old for her. Like I like her in more kind of experimental stuff like she's been wearing on the red carpet for Dune and looking very cool. And I didn't think this was very cool. Ariana Grande, another one I did not think looked cool. I think she looked like she had gone and raided J-Lo's wardrobe.
I thought Ariana Grande, though, very much looked like herself. It's what I expect her to wear. Like, she looked like she was wafting around in a big sea of bubblegum, and it seemed very on brand, and I liked that for her.
And if she's, actually, now that I think about it, if she's Glinda the Good Witch in Wicked, then doesn't Glinda arrive in a big bubble?
Yeah, and I don't think that I don't see Ariana Grande as like a fashion icon. I think Zendaya has great fashion chops, you know, and she has a great stylist, and she works with all the good, you know, she works with all the brands who like really are more cutting edge. Whereas mm-hmm. Ariana Grande to me is a little bit more mainstream in terms of style.
No, I agree, but I just thought she was lost in all the fabric.
Oh,
I thought there was too much.
I liked it where I hated J-Lo's because she wore it so seriously. You know, I mean, I don't mean this time. Do you remember the same pink dress you're talking
Golden Globes.
About? Yeah, at the Golden Globes. Whereas I thought Ariana Grande just looked like she was delighted to be coming here dressing up. And I could be wrong. Obviously, like, I know she's a multi-billionaire, whatever, like pop star. But I still think she enjoys all of those sort of more kitschy things. That seems more her.
I mean, everybody seemed to be enjoying themselves, to be fair. Like, mm-hmm. it didn't look like, you know, sometimes you see people at, even like, I know the Oscars is very serious, but you see people at the Golden Globes and stuff, and they often look a little bit bored in the audience. Whereas I felt like everybody looked delighted, and especially when Ryan Gosling went up and sang "I'm Just Ken," and Margot Robbie and Billie Eilish were sitting. So he started off in the audience, sitting between them, and the two of them looked like they were in fits of like they were trying not to cry laughing as he was lying there, like very seriously. Do you think he was singing live?
Yeah, I did think he was singing live. Yeah,
yeah, because I was thinking like he sounded great. And I know he was in the Mickey Mouse Club, so he can obviously mm-hmm. sing and dance and act. He's a triple threat, just like J-Lo. But the singing was so good that I was like, is it live?
Yeah, I think it was live because every time he laughed or like took a breath, it was perfectly in sync.
In sync, yeah, yeah.
You know, back to the point though, of everybody looked like they were having a good time. What I appreciated about the Oscars this time is that people's hair, I thought, was more natural. I thought that hair was very casual and like undone, and that gave it a slightly more, now in some cases I thought America Ferrera's hair and makeup looked totally separate from her dress. I thought they seemed like they were having two different evenings. The dress and the body were having like the most glamorous old Hollywood evening, and the hair and the makeup were just going down to the shops for like a quick coffee. And I really didn't think that they went well. But what was interesting was in the comments on Instagram for the Vanity Fair party where Margot Robbie was wearing the Amazonian outfit by Thierry Mugler. Her hair is down. Now, she obviously, she looks to me like she has extensions, right? Her hair is long. It's looking very tousled, very beach babe. Like, to me, she looks amazing. So many of the comments were like, hate the hair. Why did nobody do her hair? Fire her stylist. So like people kind of disagreed. I mean, I thought America Ferrera's hair to me just looked like boring. It just didn't look anything, whereas I like undone disheveled hair, and I thought that that looked really, I thought that Margot Robbie's hair looked great, and same for Zendaya. I thought her hair looked like she just had given, like there was a lot of hairspray going on but not a lot of like updos and super fancy, you know, chignons and stuff.
Yeah,
which I appreciated.
Hair wasn't waxed into place.
Yeah, which I appreciated. Yeah. And I thought that that gave like a bit more kind of chic to the evening, you know.
I don't know. I'm trying to decide, are they hair extensions? They do look extensiony in one part and then in another part they don't. And also, if they are extensions, I feel like, why bother? Because they look like they're only about 3 inches of extensions, if they are. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. Her hair might only be a bob. Who knows?
Well, no, because it looks like her natural hair comes down to see her clavicle and then the extensions come down to her nipple.
That's about 6 inches, Rosemary.
Whatever. My clavicle to my nipple
is about 6 inches.
It's about 2 inches.
For anybody who can't see this, which is everybody, Rosemary just hoiked her boob up her chest about 6 inches. And still there was a 9-inch gap between her clavicle and her nipple.
Your face. That's incredibly rude.
So all in all, what about the men? What about the men?
I never even noticed the men, Beatrice.
Thought Killian looked good.
I thought Robert Downey Jr. looked good.
I thought that other guy whose name I don't know, who stars in Fellow Travellers with Matt Bomer, looked amazing.
I thought Matt Bomer looked amazing.
I thought
Matthew McConaughey looked stupid, but that's because I think he always looks a bit stupid.
I thought Matthew McConaughey looked very nice as well. I thought he looked very well put together.
It was just in that, I think it was E! Did a thing where they did the, you know, the slow-mo kind of drone camera where it comes in and then kind of very slowly goes around the head. And Anya Taylor-Joy did a, just flicked her hair over her shoulder and looked very cool. And Matt Bomer did a very kind of, flicked his tails, you know, the tails of his jacket. But then when they went to Matthew McConaughey, I was just like, oh, stop. It was embarrassing me.
I'll tell you the one trend that I noticed for men. Okay, obviously a lot of white suits, a lot of white and cream suits, which looked very dapper.
How could you go anywhere in a white or cream? I mean, you can't.
Well, I mean, I'm wearing a white tracksuit today, you know, hot, my Frankie pants, and I immediately spilled coffee on them. So that was annoying. Lots of brooches on the men, I thought. A lot of jewellery wearing.
I didn't notice. I did notice a lot of artists for ceasefire pins, which I loved. But then I saw in the comments on Instagram, a lot of people basically going, what about like artists for release the hostages?
Do you know what I thought was really interesting?
What?
A lot of really great Native American actors wearing natives, like partly native clothing or hair or, you know, braids or jewellery pieces, looking really fabulous on the red carpet. And I thought it was really great, obviously, with Flowers of the Killer Moon. Is that the movie's called?
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Killers of the Flower Moon, yeah, you're right.
And Lily Gladstone, mm-hmm. who, didn't she win at the Golden Globes? And I think the Screen Actors Guild. So that's why I think it was so surprising. So I wonder if Emma Stone, actually just going back to Emma Stone, was a bit pissed because she didn't expect to win. Didn't expect to have to give a speech, because I think it was expected that Lily Gladstone would win.
Yeah, that's possible. Well, I think just great, though, to see people having the comfort to bring forth their, you know, cultural backgrounds and to be able to wear them so proudly on the red carpet. It was really great.
Mm.
Some unusual choices also. Erica Alexander, don't know who that is, do you?
Mm-mm.
In Christian Siriano, I would say it must have been a black and white theme. Look at this. Because that to me now... No, that's a no.
That looks like she just dipped the bottom of her dress in a coral reef. But rather than do a worst dressed, can we just give one shout out for the worst makeup? Poor Olivia Wilde.
Oh, I didn't see her.
Whoever is doing her makeup still thinks she's playing that like wrecked character in The OC who comes along and tries to drag Marissa to the wrong side of the tracks. Her makeup was just... Honestly, it looked like I did it. It looked like I was trying to do a smoky eye, which what happens when I try to do a smoky eye is I either have no eyeshadow on or I have eyeshadow from my eye to my eyebrow. Like, there is no in between.
But there, you know what? When you see a smoky eye tutorial, they do put on a shit ton of eyeshadow, but at the end it looks good.
Great. And I don't know why mine looks like it. Yeah. No, it doesn't.
I'll tell you who else looked amazing. And if I was going to the Oscars, this is what I would wish to have worn and looked like this, not like with, you know, currently wear. Andrea Riseborough. Wearing Loewe looked amazing.
You love Loewe though as well.
I do, but she looked amazing.
You're biased so towards Loewe.
She's channeling the like next generation's Tilda Swinton. Not that there needs to be one because Tilda Swinton's already alive and well and like channeling herself, but she looks great.
Tilda, you can retire. You've been replaced now.
But again, back to like minimal makeup, simple hair, a red lip. Can't go wrong. I think Jenna Lyons would approve.
I don't know. Ever since Jenna Lyons went on Real Housewives of New York, I don't care what she thinks anymore.
Well, I know. Look, though.
Oh, beautiful. I hate that.
What?
I hate that. She looks like she's wearing a blanket.
She looks amazing. You're having a laugh.
Oh, no.
You're joking. Like... You're just saying that to be difficult.
No. Don't like that, Beatrice.
As if.
I don't like it. I don't like it. It won't fit me.
We should call Mom now and ask her what her favorite look from the Oscars was. I did not like Usher's top. Did not like the white fabric lip and just how smug he looks all the time wearing like things that show off his chest. Ugh, Usher, like cover it up, pet.
Cover it up, pet.
Mm.
We'd love to know what you think of what you saw at the Oscars red carpet and what you're seeing on our Instagram. You can follow us at Not Without My Sister. You can also look at all the pictures on our Patreon, patreon.com/notwithoutmysister. And you can let us know, do you think Beatrice would really like to wear what Andrea Riseborough is wearing?
I said, if I had the same physique as Andrea Riseborough.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is, do they really think that Andrea Riseborough's outfit is great?
They do.
They don't. And they always agree with me about those fluffy shoes and also about the fact that if you send somebody a text
I was just about to say, thanks for listening. Thanks a lot.
If you send somebody a text that says, thanks a lot, the vote is in and there's a resounding result that people think you're being sarky.
I think, or ancient. I think people didn't understand. Like, they didn't see our chain, you know, our text exchange. I mean, if they'd known it was me, they would have understood there was sincerity involved. You didn't give any background. It was like one of our agony aunt letters.
Well, they actually responded to somebody who said they need more context. And I said, it was me saying, don't worry, everything will be fine. I'll be the work wife for you. And you writing back, thanks a lot.
I didn't. I wrote back, thanks a lot. I was feeling very sad in that moment. And I think you didn't give that context either.
Goodbye.
Vulnerable.
Goodbye.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Hold up. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.